My friend, as we wrap up another week, how did it go? How did it go in the spectrum of eternity? That's really how it all counts, right? I mean, everything else is temporary. There are two things that we can take to heaven with us, the Word of God and people. I like how C.P. Hyatt puts it. He says, when I was growing up in Singapore, I remember that some of my school friends were kicked out of their homes by their non-Christian parents for daring to believe in Jesus Christ. They suffered for their beliefs and emerged with stronger convictions. By contrast, he said, I was born and raised in a Christian family, and though I didn't suffer persecution, I too had to make my convictions my own. The Israelites who first entered the Promised Land with Joshua saw the mighty acts of God and they believed. Check it out in Judges 2 and verse 7. But sadly, the very next generation did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. That's what it says in verse 10. So it was not long before they turned aside to worship other gods. They didn't make their parents' faith their own. Verse 12. My friend, you and I have got to think about this as we head into the weekend. No generation can live off the faith of the previous generation. Every generation needs a firsthand faith. Somebody has said that Christianity is always one generation away from extinction. Now, we know that that's not going to happen because God is faithful. But he works through people who cooperate with him that this next generation will know him too. See, when faced with trouble of any kind, the faith that is not personalized is likely to drift and falter. Those who are second, third, or even fourth generation Christians have a wonderful legacy, that's to be sure. But you see, there's no second-hand faith. There can be a second-generation faith, but not a second-hand faith. We've got to find out what God says in his Word. We've got to personalize it, my friend, so that for you, for me, for our loved ones, it's fresh, it's first-hand faith. Judges 2:10 says, another generation arose from them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. My friend, if your faith is not personalized, it's not really biblical faith. Bathurst puts it this way. He says, oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by many a foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe. Heavenly Father, my prayer for my friend listening in right now, and that prayer for me, is that we would see you high and lifted up, seated on your throne, your train filling the temple, and it would be personal to us, that we recognize that the sovereign of the universe is our Abba, our Daddy, that we have entrance, unrestricted entrance into the throne room because of what our elder brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, has done. You're no longer ashamed to call us your own, and to have us call you our Heavenly Father. May we make it personal this day, so much so that those around us will say, I want what you have, a relationship with the living God. It's to Jesus' glory that we pray this, Father. Amen.